Hey, Ray Higdon here. What is up? What's happening? Today I'm going to share with you two very, very powerful ways to reach out to old leads, whether you even know them or not. Think it'll help you out. Stick around. If you are someone that has a big box of business cards or maybe used to run expos or trade shows or something like that, or you just have a bunch of people you want to call that you haven't talked to in a long time, stay tuned and we will share with you what to do.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So two things. Number one, what do you do if you just have like a big old box of business cards and you have no idea where you got them, or maybe you do, but you don't think that they'll remember? What do you do? Okay. So my suggestion to you is fast disqualification. Now, this goes against, this flies in the face of building rapport forever. Like, should you bake them brownies and send them in the hopes and in the mere chance that they may respond to you, or hop on the phone with them and see if they're even open? That would be B, right? Hop on the phone, see if they're even open. So if I was still building a network marketing team, and I'm in the process of moving or whatever, and I uncover this golden box of old business cards, no idea where they came from, or maybe I even do. Maybe I have them separated by category. Well, that's definitely not my personality, but maybe you do, okay? So here's exactly what I would say, and these are people that you don't think remember you or meeting you or anything like that, is I would just call them and say, hey, I was going through my desk, I ran across your card, and I see that you're, is this Tim? Tim, hey, how are you? Tim, you know, I was cleaning out my desk. I ran across your card. I don't even recall where we even met, but I wanted to reach out to you because we actually work with a lot of blank, right? Landscapers, realtors, attorneys at law, whatever, right? Whatever the business card says. I'm reaching out to you because we actually work with a lot of blank, whatever they are. I guarantee you there is no occupation you can't find inside of a network marketing company. They may not be in your team, but I guarantee you that every occupation. I've had, you know, multi-million dollar attorneys, multi-million dollar doctors, I've had landscapers, realtors, I've had every type of occupation you could possibly think of. Say, hey, I'm actually reaching out to you because we work with a lot of blank, whatever they are on their card, and I'm just throwing it out there, I'm just curious, would you be at all open to a side project if it did not interfere with what you're currently doing? Fast disqualification. I'm trying to get to it fast, okay? And I'm trying, like, my hand is, like, I have, like, a lighter, right? I have a lighter with the business card, and if they say, yeah, what is it? All right, I got to put the lighter away. Not really. I wouldn't actually burn the business card. But I'm saying I want speed. I want to whip through these business cards. I don't want to take 30, 40 minutes with each and individual. Hello, your name sounds so intriguing. How long have you been in real estate? What do you like about it? What don't you? No. These are cold leads. They probably don't remember you. So I would fast disqualification. Hey, I'm just curious. I see that you're an attorney. We actually work with a lot of attorneys, and I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree or not, but would you be at all open to a side project if it didn't interfere with what you're currently doing? Just asking. Right? Just asking the question and just finger on the trigger, right? Ready to boom and go to the next one. Fast disqualification is absolutely your friend. Now, what if you've been doing some type of marketing, right? Like maybe you've gone to expo shows, maybe you've gone to trade shows and ran a booth or something like that. Well, if your old leads, and again, they don't have to be in a rocking chair, but if your old leads are someone that actually raised their hand for something, okay? So what does that mean? Marketing, smart marketers know how to segment, okay? So people who just don't understand marketing, they just post everything for sale everywhere. They're like, it's a numbers game. I'm just gonna post my company sales page on my social media. Someone will buy. There's 6 billion on Facebook. Someone's gonna buy. And it just means I'm not intelligent with marketing, so I'm just gonna post it everywhere, right? Intelligent marketers segment, okay? What does that mean? So a Facebook status update could be, man, I'm so fired up to be working with my team. These guys are rocking it, and I love showing them how to make extra money from home. Go team! Now, what can I buy from that? Where do I buy, Ray? You can't buy anything. It's a curiosity post. It's designed to locate people who may be curious about it and get them to raise their hand, get them to segment. So if someone raises their hand and private messages me or comments, right, and they say, hey, I saw your post about some kind of team making money, what's that all about? Ah, okay, so now I can treat you different than the public. That's called segmentation. Okay, very, very simple. Now, if you ran a trade show and it was, you know, how to lose weight, right? And people came up and they had to enter their business card or had to, you know, write down their information on a little thing, a slip to be drawn for the free 7-day weight loss system or whatever it is, they raise their hand. Now, is someone absolutely not interested in a weight loss system going to enter their information for a giveaway for a weight loss? No, right? They didn't raise their hand. So smart marketers get people to raise their hand and they segment. So they speak differently. You're not gonna find their entire sales pitch on their profile with a sign up link. No, no, no. You're gonna have to work to get it. Now they can also prospect. Now prospecting is different than marketing. My tiger claws, ha, right? But prospecting is you reach out to an individual and yeah, you of course, at some point you divulge the company name, et cetera, and the link and you know, et cetera. But marketing, smart marketers, they segment. They do something, they get people to react to it, and they take those reactors and they put them in a separate email list or they just communicate to them differently, right? So if you've been doing any kind of marketing or any kind of tracking of the contacts that you're making, and you have a list of people that have raised their hand for your benefit, maybe it's the benefit of having a business and making more money, maybe it's a benefit to the product or a service, okay? This is what you do. And I originally heard this from a guy named Dean Jackson, who runs the I Love Marketing podcast. And it's called, they call it the 9-word email, but don't get tangled up in what's 9 words, man. Just understand the concept. The concept is sending them a message, okay? Sending them a message through text, through email, through Facebook, whatever medium you captured them through. Send them a message and say, at one point in time, you expressed interest in blank. Are you still trying to blank? Okay. At one point in time, you express interest in having creamier skin. Are you still trying? That's a thing, right? You want creamy skin, don't you? Everyone wants creamy skin. So at one point in time, you express interest in having creamier skin. Are you still looking to have creamier skin? Question mark. No link, no video, no join my team now, no, well, I made a bunch of money with it, or I got creamy, creamy skin, I got super cream, right? So none of that, no call to action, no go here to buy, no here's my link, here's the 45-minute explanation that you're gonna check out with on minute 3, none of that. At one point in time, now, who can use this? Everyone can use this. Realtors, right? Realtors. At one point in time, you express interest in buying a home. Are you still looking to buy a home? Very simple. But notice, it's also fast disqualification. So older leads, speed. Speed is your friend, okay? Older leads, speed. Love speed, okay? So you getting to the point fast, you figuring out, nope, 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 nope. I want to throw away a bunch of nopes because that's time saved. I love time saved. Your time is more important than money, but when you don't have any money, then you value money more than time. I want to get you to flip that because pay attention to this. This is a mind blow. If you start valuing your time more than money, you'll make more money. You'll make more. And I know there's someone saying, well, easy for you to say, Ray, you get money. Yeah, well, it was that way of thinking when I was dead broke in personal foreclosure that got me to make money. So I'm going to test your theory, okay? So at one point in time, you express interest in blank. Are you still looking to blank, okay? So at one point in time, you express interest in losing weight. Are you still looking to lose some weight? Question mark. That's it. Now, I taught this at one of our events a few years ago, and we teach it inside of RankMakers, but I taught it at my event a few years ago, and I had my buddy there, Robert, who runs an MLM software company. And he said, well, Ray, bro, my leads are terrible. My list sucks. Like, that's the technical term, right? He had a medical forensics and they came in and said, yeah, this really sucks. They don't open your emails, nothing, right? He says, dude, my list sucks, right? They suck. So this little, you know, gadgetmaru, not gonna work. He sent the emails. So he went to this list that was not opening a darn thing, and the subject line said, hey, hey. And it said, hey, at one point in time, you expressed interest in starting an MLM, because that's what he does, starting an MLM company. Are you still looking to do that? He had his best month in 20 years. In 20 years of business, he told me, he's like, Ray, I had my best month. I can't believe that that works. It does. So I just gave you two ways to connect back with old leads, whether they know you or not. If they raise their hand, that does give you a secret power, and you can use that powerful message that I just told you. But even if they haven't, go for fastest qualification. So hope you got value from this. If you did, feel free to comment and share and high five somebody, tag someone that needs to hear this. What if you have even a small team and you got your small team reaching out to more people, you would make more money. So there you go. I hope that helps you out. Rock it out. Don't be like, well, I've thought about it, Ray, and I don't think that works. I just do it. If you want to make more money, just do it. All right. So I've done it. I've taught a lot of people to do it over the years. Just do it. Hope it helps you out. So there you go. Rock on. Have an amazing, amazing week. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.